Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda, and I'd like to pull C1, and we need to do some further review of the contract.
So moved as amended, Mayor.
We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Waltershot.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez. Mr. Chavez. Mr. Chavez, can you hear us? Mr. Chavez?
Yeah, we'll pass on him.
Ms. Waters.
Number two, City of Carlsbad Financials, May 2021, and Ms. Gonzalez.
Good evening, Mayor, Council, Mr. Cass. I'll be providing you a brief summary of the city's cash position as of May 2021, the 11th accounting period of fiscal year 21. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $98.1 million and an ending cash balance of $96.3 million. The city's revenues of $87.6 million are $1.6 million unfavorable to the $89.2 million budget and 2% below target. The city's labor costs of $44.3 million are $2.9 million favorable to the $47.2 million budget and 5% below target. The city's operating costs of $26.1 million are $9.7 million favorable to the $35.8 million budget and 25% below target. The city's capital costs of $19 million are $24.2 million below the $43.2 million budget and 52% below target. Overall, from the previous fiscal year, there's been a decrease of $1.8 million in the cash balance. And unless there are any questions, this will conclude my summary.
Questions or comments from the council? Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez.
Thank you.
Number three, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the city council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I'd ask Mr. Cass to briefly discuss C2 and C3, please.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. Item C2 is for your consideration of the award of the janitorial contract we have for our city parks restrooms and the Bob Forrest youth sports complex. We received seven total proposals with ultra clean janitorial scoring 98 out of 100 possible points. And tonight we recommend that we award this contract to the ultra clean carpet and janitorial services. I'd stand for any questions.
C3
is our concrete material bid that goes out every 4 years. This year we received two bids, one from Thunder Run Concrete and one from Chance Materials. Staff's recommendation, and you will see this going forward on all of our annual agreements like this, that we would recommend multiple awards so we don't run into procurement issues. If the low bidder can't provide concrete, we'd like to be able to just step down the list to the next vendor and get our projects done. I think it's a legitimate way of doing business. They both gave very good proposals. Thunder Run being the lowest on the bulk of the concrete that we buy, but Chance Materials also having some lower prices on superstructure type concrete. So our recommendation tonight would be for a multiple award to both vendors.
Councilman?
Dale, I need to recuse myself from this vote that we're going to take here in a minute.
Okay.
So, just to let you know.
Councilman Walker, shine to abstain. Further comments or questions?
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number four, consider approval of liquor license application for a restaurant beer and wine license, application number 1183512 for Myobi, located at 1511 South Canal Street, applicant Stephanie Liu. Ms. Boyer.
Thank you, Mayor, Mr. Cass, and ladies and gentlemen of the council. On December 7th of 2020, Stephanie Liu with Myobi Restaurant applied for a restaurant liquor license to the New Mexico Regulations and Licensing Department just for beer and wine. Her application was processed by the New Mexico Regulations and Licensing Department and has preliminary approval. A public hearing was conducted after the proper notice was published in the newspaper. And on July 6th, a hearing was held here with Mr. Cass as the hearing officer. And now the application is presented to you for your review. I stand for questions.
Questions or comments from Ms. Boyer?
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of resolution 2021-34, a resolution supporting the Keep Carlsbad Beautiful program and the expenditure of litter control and beautification grant funds for FY22. Ms. Garwood.
Hello, Mayor, Mr. Cass, City Council. I'm excited to say that we were awarded a little over $15,000 this fiscal year. I don't have the number with me right offhand, but because it wasn't presented to us in an email, but when we had our statewide Zoom meeting, there was a record number, something over the amount of $4 million made in requests this year. So to request $20,000 and get a little over $15,000, I'm pretty grateful for that. So I'm looking forward to what's going to come out of it. We did get approved for all five items that I requested for. The amounts were reduced just a little bit, but we still got what we wanted. We're going to get some landscaping funds for the city annex building outside. The cost will be covered for the annual conference to go to Washington, D.C. this year in November. We'll be able to purchase a covered trailer for supplies, so that way I know, for lack of better words, hook it up and travel on site. It'll be like a cleanup station on wheels. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to make everything just a lot easier to get where we're going instead of hauling things back and forth. Advertising money is going to come out of that. We got a little over $1,000 for that. And what I'm most excited about is to employ a youth intern. It's going to be 15 to 20 hours a week at $12.50 an hour. So we got the full amount for that. So I'm looking forward to working with HR and getting that posted pretty quick and getting that person hired, and we'll be able to employ them for 8 months and then kind of see from there. So I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be a different way to apply the grant this year. Like I said, COVID kind of made us look at things different, but it's going to be really good, and I'm looking forward to it.
Question from Ms. Garwood. Counselor?
Mary, you do such a good job with what you're doing. We really appreciate what you do. And thank you so much for your enthusiasm.
Thank you.
And what you do. Because we do a lot of that ourselves, and it's not an easy job. But thank you so much. Do you have anything to add as far as what your ambitions are for the coming year?
Well, I know we've got Queen Up the Quads coming up on October 2nd. We're going to be partnering with the county and the Forest Service to do that. We're also going to be doing, we've been hinting around to it, but we haven't made it official, but I'll make it official here. What's really cool is on September 25th, we're going to be doing another River Blitz event. But what's really neat about it is we're working with the Upper Pecos Watershed Association up north to do a Pecos, New Mexico to Pecos, Texas, Pecos River cleanup. And there are entities all in between that are working together. I am amazed at the partnerships that are coming together. We're about to make it public, but I'm looking forward to that. So that's going to probably be an annual thing. So in terms of a River Blitz type of event, we're going to be doing that twice a year now, which ideally I would love to work it the other way and not have to do twice a year. I would love to just do zero events a year, but it's really neat to know that that is, you know, such a big it's such a big concern for everybody. And the Pecos River is really, it's on one of, I'll have to get you the information, but it's one of the most contaminated rivers that we have here in the United States. So that is kind of what sped up the Upper Pecos Watershed Association to put this event together. So it's really cool. The logo is going to be coming out pretty soon, and we're going to get it publicized, and September 25th is coming up. So, yep. And anything in between, trust me, because we can, I can have some people come in, you know, just kind of on the, you know, on a whim. And, you know, people like Keita DePorto, you know, she's came in a few times last year and she wanted to do a Boyd Drive and a Derrick Road cleanup. And we were able to do those. So look for little ones in between, too. So we've got a lot of good stuff going. And yeah, and we're looking forward to everything post-COVID. So we do have our beautification meetings every third Thursday of the month at 11 o'clock at City Hall. Would love to have all of you there, some of you there, a few of you there. The more involved, the better. So, okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mary.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate all you do.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mayor, I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of resolution 2021-35, a resolution declaring the June 2021 rains and flooding to be a local disaster. Mr. Cass.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council members, as you know, on June 29th, we encountered a pretty good flooding event that caused damage to all of our low water crossings, all of them elevated, including the two at grade, sustained some minor damage, as well as the cleanup efforts and other flood damage through town. The adoption of this will help the state open up more forms of revenue to us and allow us to piggyback onto other federally declared disasters and just increase our possibility for funding after this event to repair our town and hopefully make some improvements as well.
Questions for Mr. Cass? Thank you, Mr. Cass.
Thank you.
Well, to give Eddie a break, Mayor, I'll move for approval.
We have a motion to, and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Moves us to number seven, council committee reports. Does any councilman have a councilor or have any reports? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? Mr. Waters?
Yes, sir.
Jim Waters, a 50-year resident. today we looked at getting some permits from the city. one of my sidelines, besides being a regular 40-hour employee, is I do have a GB98 license and a PE license. And so our supervisor came down to the city to get a permit for we knew we would have to go ahead and get an asbestos clearance permit for tearing down a house on Riverside Drive. we found out we would have to get some other permits. You get so far into the system and it kind of phases you out. And so half a day's work got me these two printed pieces of paper. So I understand the need to modernize our system and to go ahead and have a better probably record-keeping system in place. I'm very familiar with changing software, being a WHIP employee. It seems like about every 3 or 4 years we do that. And every time we do it, it involves usually 3 or 4 months of training. People have to change from one system to another. And this sort of came on us kind of sudden. I mean, I didn't see anything in the newspaper about it ahead of time or anything like that. And so the system itself has some glitches. I've talked to Mr. Cass. But it seems to me in the past when I've had to do permits with the city, I always had somebody that was there that would be helpful with helping you get through the ropes of doing the permit, particularly if it involves anything like the FEMA or the state or anything like that. And this system seems to negate all that, at least at this point. So my point here is when we're going to do a new system like this that completely changes everything, that we should have some public notice, we should have some public input, and frankly, the city council ought to be looking at it. It's pretty intrusive. I would recommend that all of you sitting here in this room go ahead and get on the system tonight and do a fake permit, see how easy it is to get there. And in a couple of weeks, come back, tell me what you think about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything you want to say, Mr. Cass?
Yes, I would. We did implement this software several months ago. It's been online. We did our best to inform the public and the contracting community of what was going on. A lot of work was put into implementing this system, close to 2 years in implementation. We are now seeing some of the heartache from rolling out a modern system like that. Also would like to say that council was aware, you know, that we were doing this through the procurement process and all of that. Over the last few weeks, we've sat down together, myself and Ray Benavides, and we've talked about the need for a new position down there that what we would call a permit tech. And right now we're trying to put that package together that would give everybody that is struggling with it a person they could either come talk to in person, and or if you, it'll have a phone number you can call, and we'll walk you through that. We are making some upgrades as we speak to the ease of using that system, but I understand, and I wish that it was perfect, but it is a new software system. We've never had one at all, and it was very necessary for the record-keeping component of that system for us to jump into that. That being said, customer service for myself and for my team and for the city of Carlsbad, for everybody we work for here, we want to do the best we can for everybody. And it takes a second to identify some of these problems, and it's going to take it just a little bit to work through them. But I think in the end of the day, we will have a great permitting system that fulfills the need of everybody. I just ask for patience as we get there, and thank this governing body for their support in this as we move through that. But I do acknowledge we've had some issues. I think we all knew we would, but we are trying our best because customer service is number one for us. We want to get somebody you can talk to. I hate that you had that trouble today. And I've heard it from other people as well, and we have spoken at length on trying to resolve these issues. And I think a person you talk to, and I like to talk to a person, if you're online, you know, and during normal business hours, you could call. Or you can come in, and we'll walk you through it. We have a kiosk set up. We're struggling a little bit ourselves, and we're working through it together as a team as well.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Cash.
Counselor? If I may, I had the same problem Jim had, and Wes, I think, has these same issues. Anybody that's been involved, and the guy that's doing my concrete told me the same thing that everybody has experienced. But to this morning, I was real frustrated and couldn't get through the system. I went down to the hall over here to talk to them about it. Ray Benavides was very helpful in that process. He guided me through everything, showed me what to click, how to go through it. Just, I don't know if I could do it again. But anyway, he at least showed me and showed me that it's possible. So that was good. So I really thank Ray for his expertise. That was helpful.
Good.
Thank you.
It's okay now for yeah. me. I'm feeling better.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Thank Mr. Benavides, honestly. He's taken the brunt of most people's frustration for the last 2 months, and I know, Mr. Waters, this is July. This is the improved version compared to May. You should have been doing it.
Counselor?
I'm like Jim. I've been at the site for a few years, and I know every time you get this new software, it's got a lot of glitches, and it's frustrating. I know it is, Jim. It takes a lot of time. It's frustrating, and I'm glad you got somebody who can talk to. It helps a lot when you can go to a person. Mm. So, but somebody who's there helps a lot better than going online. And I'm glad that you know it's getting better. But I understand where Jim's coming from. It's a hassle, and very frustrating. But you know, new software always has glitches. We try to say it doesn't, but it's going to have glitches. As I've learned that in the past years, we all know that it's part of the process. It's a learning curve.
Mm. Anyone else? If not, we'll move to number 8, and I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Waltershot.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
We're adjourned.
Yeah.